You know, and it's very frustrating. So you'd kind of want to make that not happen in the beginning, if you could. And by asking about, you know, what's going to happen next can do that. Yes?
What I would do in that instance is just tell them, so that's fine, but would you go to your current supplier and see what they can do for you first? If they can't solve your problem, they're not going to see what I can do. Because
I don't know about that.
Well, the way I'm looking at it is, if I go in and I take technology in, and my competitor has the same technology, same coding, same chip breaker, the tool that's currently in there may be misapplied.
Yeah.
And if I go in and show him where they're screwing up, he's going to go right back to his current guy and say, this is what he did.
Yeah, but you... Yeah, that can happen. I'll bet it happens more often than not. That'd be my experience. But you can still develop some relationship with the guy if you get in there and do all the stuff we've been talking about.
Well, you can go in and take a look at it.
And it gets you in the shop, and I'm of a belief that you can make a deposit with an account that can come back into payment over time. So I'm more inclined, if the opportunity makes sense, if the geographical location makes sense, I'd be more inclined to go over there and show my personality. And, you know, Mike, you got a very likable personality, and I think if you're into that account, you're going to get in there. You might not get the order on that one, but they're going to recognize your technical capabilities and your likable personality, and they're going to have you back in there. And so I would do that. But if this happens, you know, two or three times, then, you know, you obviously got to make a note of this, and you're not going to be doing this over time.
There are guys out there, I'm sure we've all run into them, that are going to use you.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
That's all they want to do, is they're going to use you. And it may not be the first or second time that you recognize it, but at least by the third or fourth time you start recognizing it, those are the guys that you start backing off.
Yeah, make a harder line on that.
There's an account that they called me on. I've been trying to penetrate for a year. You know, it's a $2 million attorney account. And the guy finally blew me off when I sent him emails, you know, every 2 weeks and blah, blah, blah. And he called me good, and I dropped off the 2500 flyer just to the receptionist, because the guy had never seen me anyway. Well, he calls me. Says, you know, we have this problem, we'd like you to test, but, you know, I couldn't come in. So I went in, like, long story short, we're the fifth manufacturing line. He goes, I'm sorry to tell you, he goes, but you're going to be testing last. I said, that's perfect. That's fine.
Yeah, it's probably a good place to be, yeah.
That's
I guess.
Where I want to be at that point, yeah. Because through the other four manufacturers.
Then they can compare yours to them.
There's going
to
be changes. Speeds are going to change the way they approach the part.
Yeah.
You know, cut angles, radius is all 9 yards, so I want to be last anyway. I don't care if it takes 2 months to test.
Right.
I've waited a year to get in the account.
All right, let's move over now, if you would, to page 49. Did everybody finish their comments on that last subject or so? Okay. Getting an order. You know, you can't be afraid of a no, and that's why I like the activity closes, where we're saying to customers, would it be all right if I send you some material? Can I put you on my newsletter? Distribution list? Could I have my AE stop over? You know, these kinds of things. You know, when you start hearing no, don't do that, you know, can I stop in next week? Well, make it 3 weeks. You know, you start hearing those kinds of things, it certainly gives you a sense. It's better to get a sense of where you get a read on your likelihood of success at this account by doing those kinds of things. But there's nothing wrong with a no, and a no is better, actually. If they say, listen, just get out of here and don't come back, fine. You know, much rather have that than have somebody circling, you know, in the back 40 there or whatever. You know, you have to make something happen at an account. You have to make it happen. And there is a point in time where if they've used you for a long, but that's where keeping good records. If you have your little diary, you know, like I talked about that diary, you know, that you keep a little folder and you just put a date on a piece of paper and the activities that you've done, test reports or whatever. You know, there comes a point in time when you got to say, hey, listen, Chris, you know, I've been coming in here quite a bit over this last year, and, you know, I haven't seen any sales come through. You know, that's my job. I got to get sales, so I'm wondering what's happening. Can you tell me what's happening, you know? So there's nothing wrong as a sales guy to go into an account. And, you know, because there are some guys out there that don't realize. They think you're on, like, salary or something, and it doesn't matter. You know, they don't realize that when you come in, you need to get an order. They don't realize that. So sometimes they've got to knock on their door and say, hey, look, you know, I need to get an order here for something.
Yeah, but John, a lot of times when you go in there and you put that time and effort in, it may not be what you're doing. They may have an issue with your distributor.
Yeah.
They may have a salesman in there that is.
Yeah, so you need to get that straightened out too. But I have never, ever seen an account, and I can't imagine a sales guy that's really good that's going to lose business because the customer himself can't buy it. I mean, either there's another distributor in the market, or you fix the distributor.
Lost an account because of that.
Is that right, huh?
My distributor would not stock inserts for them. They broke a cutter. It took them 4 days to get it in. One of those things where the guy called to order at 4:30, and somebody didn't put the order through till the next day, and then you had the weekend. It took 4 days for him to get it. It was around Martin Luther King Day. I stopped in there the other day. I've got a great relationship with the guy inside the account. He's always let me do everything. And I walked in there and said, hey, how's things going, Kelly? You know, everything going good? And he goes, well, he said, I'll start with the bad news. So I'm like, what? And he goes, well, last week on Friday, we had Mitsubishi and Dorning in here. We talked to them. And we're switching over slowly to all Mitsubishi and Dorning because we're tired of Dayton Supply. And I said, well, you know, you can buy my stuff for other accounts and everything else. And he goes, well, we checked with J&L and MSC, but they were higher than what we were paying through Dayton Supply. And I said, well, I could have, you know, done something for you on price. He goes, it's nothing against you, Chris. He said, but we're tired of Dayton Supply. He said, we're done.
Huh.
So, and it was not a huge account, but I mean, it's still an account. It was one of them that's close and networked where I'm at. So it's one of those going, so probably a C to maybe a slow B account. I got to stop in a little extra and spend a little extra time in there because they're right next door to another account and everything else. So,
John, I'm having that happen to one of my A accounts.
Is that right?